Dirty laundry on Jackalope Radio. Ooh, slip into my sheets, lover. You naughty Jackalope. Saturdays just got wet and dirty with Dirty Laundry, 10 PM Central on Jackalope Radio. So I'm with Daisy Rock, UK porn sensation, and she really does fucking rock this girl. Really. So, how are you, Daisy?
Should we have a round of applause?
Woo!
Woo! Yay! Woo! Hello, everybody. Well, hello, you. We'll be talking to one person, but I guess
and
more
everybody,
than one
and everybody who's listening.
Hello, sexy people. Dirty fuckers, that's what they are. Did you hear about my tweets?
No.
Okay, well, I've got a Twitter, Daisy Rock UK, and basically I decided to call everybody that tweeted me or followed me a DDF, which is Daisy's Dirty Fucker.
Uh-huh.
And I got the idea from Lady Gaga, who has her little monsters.
Yeah.
And I just came to the conclusion that, well, if Lady Gaga can have her monsters, then I can have my dirty fuckers. And it works really well because people tweet every day and they go, can I become a DDF? How do I be a DDF? And I'm like, well, you asked me to follow you and I follow you and you follow me and we tweet each other all week and send each other filthy pictures. It works brilliantly. So, anybody listening, log on to Twitter, try and follow me, Daisy Rock UK, and become a DDF, an official Daisy's Dirty Fucker.
I'm totally going to follow
you. Then you can be as dirty as you like, you see, then. That's the thing.
I'm totally going to follow you.
I'm totally going to follow you as well.
Like, totally.
Like, totally, I'm totally going to follow you. So I follow all my DDS. I send them messages every day when they're not too, you know, when it doesn't get too heavy full of posts, you know.
Yeah.
Can get a bit heavy sometimes, and there's hardly any time in the day to fuck. And the thing is when you're a porn star, you don't want to be, well, you do want to be talking to your fans because I absolutely love them and without them I wouldn't be here. However, I do need to fuck, you know.
To make movies for them to watch and to wank over. And I call them dirty little monkey spankers.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Because it's better than calling dirty little wankers, so dirty little monkey spanker.
I like, but I don't presume that all of my DDS are monkey spankers. I think some of them actually go out and have, you know, Playboy lifestyles like myself. Some of them do. Or they'll take it out on their missus. Or their missus will contact me and then say, can you talk dirty to my husband? Actually in a Bristol accent.
I was going to say, that was a bit like, I'm a farmer.
With you, Randy Mirror, can you talk dirty to my husband and get him going for me? But certainly, madam, anytime you like. Are we allowed to slurp?
You're allowed to do anything. Do you know what? You can say anything you want. You can do anything you want. Because
no, you can't say fuck, can you?
You can say fuck, bugger and everything. Seriously,
Miss C-word girl.
I say cunt all the time. It's my favourite word. You're terrible, Muriel.
You're terrible, Muriel.
You get what I'm saying? Oh my god, I say that to so many people and they're like, what?
Right. They're like, what?
They don't get the Muriel's wedding thing. They really don't get it and I'm like, how can you not?
I want a wedding like Muriel's
wedding. Do you know what? I don't even remember that. What, go on.
I'm going to put extra weight on just so I could be Muriel.
Oh fuck no. Did you see that? Did you see that film with Guy Pearce? What was it? Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, or something.
Queen of the Desert, yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Cut in a frack on a rack.
Fucking hell! I need to revisit those 90s movies. I really do.
90s movies, like film bonanza.
What?
We have to have a film bonanza.
Yeah.
Afternoon, like me, you, packet of popcorn, couple of bottles of wine and some tacky 90 movies.
Yeah. So, Daisy, as I said to you before, you've got the best site I've ever seen. It's absolutely fantastic.
You do Lazy Rock UK, no, whatchamacallit intended? what do you call it? Come on, help me out here. Advertising intended. Plug.
Yeah, plug, that's it.
You mean www.daisyrockuk.com?
Yeah, I mean www.daisyrockuk.com. Mm-hmm.
Wow, thank you. Oh, can I give you some exciting news?
Go on then.
Well, the US people might not know this. I actually won Best Female Performer of the Year in the UK 2010, voted for by the viewers, by the voters, by the public.
Fantastic.
Which is a coveted award because it's not called kind of by producers and stuff, it's actually by fans.
Exactly, they're the best ones, aren't they?
Yeah, and all my DDS voted for me, thank you!
Oh, yay! And plus that one as well.
And in style, exactly for the DDS, I went and took a load of porn stars to a party and about 30 of us fucked each other all night.
I hope you filmed it.
Rock style. No, we were pissed. I've got a couple of photos. They are on my blog. No, I must put them on my blog. I have to blank out everyone's faces. There were some civvies from Civvy Street.
Really? What, and they wouldn't like to be photographed and, you know?
No, they might have important jobs.
Okay.
Not petty jobs like I have.
Okay.
Bankers or nursery school teachers.
Oh dear.
Didn't say that.
No, you didn't. Nursery school teachers don't have sex. They don't. Especially not with ladies.
No.
They're married. They've got two kids of their own, both under five. Do you want to help the first poor sod with their sexual issue?
Oh, really? How many questions have we got all together?
Oh, it depends how much we talk between.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, it does. Sometimes I only do two, sometimes I do four. It really depends how much we talk between.
Okay, because we are chatterboxes, aren't we?
Just a little bit. Oh, fuck it. I am. I totally am.
Just met.
This is why, you know, I was talking about the other show that airs immediately after mine.
Oh, yes.
This is why I suggested, why don't you just make mine a 2-hour show? And then, you know, it can, like, be first
half. Can we have jingles and stuff?
Yeah.
Slutty jingles and music.
Totally.
Oh, I really want to do it. I've got some really great creative friends in my hometown of Brighton in the UK that are very talented, and they can definitely muscle us up some saucy jingles. Perfect. And just random noises, so we can press a button and it farts or something.
Did you see that South Park clip I just put up on my
Facebook? It's amazing! I absolutely love it.
Brazilian fart porn!
Ricky Gervais at the Globe Awards.
What?
At the Globe Awards 2 days ago on television.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, he's brilliant, isn't he?
It was fantastic.
He'll never get work again in the States.
I didn't see it until I saw the clip that you'd put up.
Oh, it's brilliant. Absolutely.
And I was like,
brilliant.
Yeah,
Ricky
brilliant.
Gervais.
Brilliant.
Just didn't get it at all, but it did actually feel a little bit awkward, and because I loved it, but I did feel that it wasn't the right sort of award show to have Ricky Gervais at.
Apparently he did it last year though. Apparently he hosted it last year.
What went wrong then?
Well, apparently he had an interview with Sky News before he did it and said he's just going to take the piss. And they wouldn't ask him back again, because he didn't really want to do it. He didn't want to do it, so he thought, I'm just going to...
Oh, that's quite brilliant. Oh, my God. He was really raw. He really went for it, didn't he? Anyway, we're diverse, aren't we?
We've diverted because we were talking about doing a 2-hour show because I talk too much, and we talk too much, and it's just... I'm going to have
There's
a word with...
There's your proof.
Exactly. So, we're going to help Janice from Glasgow.
Oh, okay.
And Janice...
Are you going to do this in a Glaswegian accent?
Do you know what? When I first started doing this show, the first one that I did start doing accents, and then I just thought, nah, it's not working.
anymore.
Bearing in mind, on that occasion, I'd been drinking vodka and I was just absolutely shit-faced.
Oh my gosh. Not an alcoholic at all.
Not really.
Occasional user.
2 bottles of wine a day. No, I don't. Okay, Janice has been married to Richard for 8 years. And our sex life has been good, more so for him as he likes to be dominated, and I allow him to dress as a girl at weekends. The domination game started with him dressed as Rachel, and I would make him do the ironing, housework, even sewing, and then I'd cane and belt him. His favourite is me kicking his balls. My problem is that I long for a real man. I have told him I've had enough of him mincing about the house in my bra and knickers. It disgusts me. His cock is tiny, and what makes it worse is he likes me to humiliate him in public. Nothing would hurt him, even me having sex with a real man, which is another of his disgusting fantasies. What should I do? Oh my God, this one, go on.
Oh, where do you start? Where do you start? Divorce! That's a good start!
No, but why should she divorce him? Because it's not even it's not a disgusting thing, is it? It's not disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting at all. I kind of like that idea. I think she should lend it to a few people. Like, that's what she should do. She should make an eBay account to sell him on eBay. She could actually possibly make some money out of it.
Sell the gimp.
Yeah, sell the gimp. Exactly that. Gimp for sale. Just on a temporary basis, so that she can get him good jobs and bad jobs. And then she can get him out of the house for a few weeks while she goes and panders around the town, gallivanting with her girlfriends and go and fuck some real men, because we all want to fuck real men at the end of the day. But it's nice to have a little gimp slave as well, just to like take your temper out on every now and then, isn't it? To get, you know, a nasty sales assistant when you're out shopping one day, come back, beat him up, get rid of a bit of aggression.
Yeah, well, I have this guy who rings me regularly, and because I do phone sex, don't know if you know that.
Cheeky Randy man.
Well, why not? I'm good at it, so why not make money out of it? Do you want me to make you squirt? That'll be funny. This guy calls me, and he basically wants me to call. I have to call him my little piggy. He disgusts me. He wants to take me out shopping, give me £1,000 cash, take me out in the limo, drop me off at Harvey Nicks, me go and spend his cash, and then come back for more money, make him wait outside while I eat dinner with my girlfriend, and have... He wants me to strap his balls up with some sort of electronic device so that every time I press a remote button while I'm sat in the restaurant, he gets an electric shock to his balls. And I'm like saying all this to him. And then he wants to watch me fuck other people and him swallow the guy's cum and all this. And I'm like, oh my God.
That's not much, does he?
Yeah, but I'm like, oh my God, I would so love to have... That slave. I would so love to have that.
Why don't you go and meet him? I would.
No.
Really? Send him this way. I'll do it. I used to have a dungeon, you know, for 10 years.
Did you? Where?
Used to be a dominatrix in Brighton. Yeah, it was wicked. Absolutely wicked. I absolutely loved it. But do you realise that you heard yourself saying all the time, he wants me to do this, and he wants me to do that, and he wants me to strap his balls up, and he wants me to spend his money. It's all about bloody him, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what happens is that the submissive actually becomes a dominant, and the dominant is the submissive, because she's doing
exactly what he wants.
And I got pissed off with it in the end, because I'm thinking, well, hang on a minute, I'm the dominant one here. I'm the one that should say what goes. You don't tell me what to do. I think of what to do. If I want to spend your money, then I will. If I want to strap your balls up, then I will. If I want to lock you in the cupboard for a whole week, do absolutely fuck all with you, then I will. See how you like that, mister? Anyway, my dungeon was wicked. I had it a couple of years ago. I had one in... I used to live in a country house. And I used to have this big oak barn. It was absolutely beautiful. And it was all made of solid oak. I used to have this mezzanine. And I used to get a few slaves back there. And one time this... guy called me up And he was paying a shed load of money. And I thought, oh, that would be nice. I'll go towards a deposit at my house. And so I said, yes, come along. So he came along with a bag full of girls' clothes, because I sent him shopping. I said, right, you're going to need shoes, you're going to need girls' clothes, you're going to need nappies, you're going to need this, you're going to need dog collars, you're going to need whips. And I made him shop for all this stuff. And then I had this huge, great big animal kind of slash dog cage in the barn. And I made him, I womanised him for about 4 hours, made him walk up and down, you know, like a lady, and called him Dolly or something, I can't remember. And then put a nappy on him, shoved him in the cage, went out clubbing with my mates for 8 hours. And then got them all back when they came back, so I took away all his sensories. So I sensory deprived him, so he couldn't hear, smell, see, taste, you know, talk, couldn't do anything. Just brought my mates back to laugh at him. Then kicked him all around the barn for daring to piss in his nappy, you little fucker. We said to him, if you've done a poo in there, I'm going to be terribly upset. Different words.
You can swear on here. You can
swear. I know, that is swearing. It'll get worse.
Oh, good.
Not the C word, though. I don't do that.
Okay.
Custard.
Custard.
Americans have custard. They won't know what that is, will they?
Custard.
I bet they don't know what semolina is either.
Do you know what? I used to send packets of Bird's custard across to some English friends over there because they just can't get it over there. So no, they don't know what custard is.
They have custard over there. They'd like it.
They should, actually.
They like sauce and gravy, don't they? Don't they slap it all over fried chicken? Not that you'd put custard on fried chicken, but...
You could if you really wanted to. No, it's... it's barbecue sauce, isn't it, that they put on everything? It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's good in sex. If you ever sloshed or sloshed, what do you call it? Get in your shower.
Yeah.
Buckets of custard, throw it at your girlfriend, and just go minge diving for the day. In custard.
I've never thrown it. I've placed it carefully.
No, you could have a swimming pool or paddling pool.
Paddling pool, a blow-up paddling pool, yeah.
Paddling pool full of custard.
Brilliant.
Is it? You can get sexy and you won't get hungry either.
It's a good idea, that, actually. It really is.
Fancy it, Jo.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I'll come down to Brighton and we'll have a custard party.
Yeah,
custard wrestling. Fucking hell! You should do that every weekend and charge an entrance fee.
Brilliant idea. I'm loving it. I'm loving your work.
Brilliant. Yeah. Do you want to play some music now or do you want another problem?
What do you think?
What do you want to do?
Can I dance to it?
If you want.
Oh, I know. Disco Stick by Lady Gaga.
Brilliant. I love that one.
Anything with dicks or good songs for me. Yeah, we like that one. Right, let's go. Disco Stick by Lady Gaga.
Let's have some fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick. Let's have some fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick.
I wanna kiss you, but if I do, you, babe. It's complicated and stupid. Got my ass squeezed by sexy Cupid. Guess who wants to play? Wants to play? I love game.
Call me and love me. Just wanna touch you for a minute. Maybe 3 seconds is enough for my heart to quit.
Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick. Don't think too much. Just bust that. I wanna take a ride on your disco stick. Let's play a love game, play a love game. Do you want love or you want fame? Are you in the game? Know the love game. Let's play a love game, play a love game. Do you want love or you want fame? Are you in the game? Know the love game.
I'm on a mission, and it involves some heavy touching, yeah. You've indicated your interest. I'm educated in sex, yes. And now I want it bad, want it bad. I love game, I love game.
Call me.
I wanna take a ride on your disco stick. Let's play a love game, play a love game. Do you want love or you want fame? Or you win that game? Know the love game. Let's play a love game, play a love game. Do you want love or you want fame? Or you win the game? Know the love game.
Do you remember Smashy and Nicey?
Oh, I love Smashy and Nicey. They could be the next Smashy and Nicey if I adopt an interesting radio voice. Yeah, there is a Lady Lager. Now, what does she do? In pan, Lady Lager. Oh, that's the fleshlights. Hang on, there's a Lady
okay,
Lager.
Okay, for everybody that's listening, you won't know that while we were playing that track, we put in, well, Daisy put in the wrong search. She put Lady Lager instead of Lady Gaga. And, yeah, and I said that there's going to be a drag queen. So who's Lady Lager?
There isn't a drag queen, but there is a Lady Lager on MySpace. And she is a 21-year-old female from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia.
Australia.
I wonder if she's spoiling herself this weekend and going to race some roos. Or she can go and wrestle some critters. Or she can go surfing on Bondi. You know those fleshlights, which are basically fannies in a tin that you fuck?
Yes.
Have you seen those? They're great. I bought them for guys as presents.
Oh.
You fuck them, and then if you spunk in them, you open the bottom, and then you wash the spunk out the hole. But they actually feel like, kind of like, really soft pussies.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're amazing. And you can get them made in famous porn stars' fannies. I actually want one. Well, they're calling these sex in a can Lady Lagers. They're calling them Lady Lagers, which is a brilliant name for the fleshlights. If you're a guy out there, go and stick your disco stick in a fleshlight. Seriously, they're brilliant. They're the next best thing to dildos, or for ladies. Or not ladies, sluts. I suppose ladies use dildos as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
yeah, ladies.
I'm a lady.
I'm a lady. I do ladies things. Oh my god. Should we have another question?
Yeah, we are. And this one's a really funny one. Okay.
Okay, go on then.
This one's from a 15-year-old. And she says... Just a minute, I'm just pouring more wine.
Okay, just gonna slurp then, hang on. I want to light a cigarette as well, but then you'll hear me puffing.
Light a fag. If you want to light a fag, light a
yeah,
fag.
Yeah, I'm going to light a fag.
Go on then.
For all those lovely DDS and people that are listening to us that like girls smoking.
You ready?
Yes.
She doesn't leave her name, but she's 15 years old, and she says, "This is really embarrassing, but me and my boyfriend, who have been together for a year, want to try..."
Joe, you're doing this in a 15-year-old girl's voice.
Yeah. I have to... Sometimes you just do it. You just do it because it's... the
Hello,
way...
Jill. I am 15.
The way they write. You know the way they write?
Oh, anyway. Sorry to interrupt.
Do you know, like, do you know when you're reading a kid a story and you put on the voices?
Do you talk to your dog like that? Have you got any animals?
I've got guinea pigs.
I've got called Lupo, and I go, Lupo, 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 hello, Lupo. I'm sure people aren't impressed. Because I'm meant to be a sex symbol. Lupo, Lupo, Lupo. It doesn't really, it's not sexy.
You're going too far away from the mic.
Am I? Yeah. How about that?
How about that then, love? How about that then? How was about that then?
Is that better for you?
That's better, baby.
Closer! It's a cancer. Get any closer, you'll be giving me an internal laugh.
Woo! Will there be an echo?
Probably.
Hello, hello, hello!
Where are you? You might find that Frenchman up there that I saw the other week.
The Frenchman?
He just disappeared. I don't know where he went. Maybe he got
stuck. Oh my god. Have you ever had a condom stuck up there?
I had a tampon stuck there once.
I used to forget if I'd taken it out or not.
It's horrible. I never ever want to do that again. I just thought, I thought I'd taken it out. This is disgusting, isn't it?
And it got all infected and stuff.
Don't worry, I had to get my boyfriend to fish it out.
Oh, the worst thing that I ever did was used a sponge, because I was on my period and I was working, and my friend said, just use a sponge. And I was like, no, because I'm bleeding really heavy. The first and only time I've ever done the sponge method. And I shoved the sponge up there and I could not get it out because it was right up there and I could not get it out. And I had to get my friend to come and get it out, and it was fucking horrible. It fucking stunk. It was me.
That's horrible. My boyfriend had to fish out a sponge from my friend once.
Oh. Well,
he's good at that though. He's got like long fingers, so he can fish out anything from a fanny. Oh no, a fanny's a bum in America, isn't it? Pussy.
Yeah, twat. Yeah. Fanny's an arse, yeah.
Fanny's an arse. It's all mixed up.
Yeah, I know.
It's all mixed up, it really is. We have many different words for fanny though, don't we?
There's minge. I was going through these actually, there's minge.
I have over 100 words for pussy juice.
Go on then.
Maybe more, maybe you can invent some now. Okay, I'll reel off about 10.
Go on.
Ready? Twat treacle, muff mustard.
Love that.
Cunt custard, flange yoghurt, twat treacle, did I say that? Cunt custard.
Mm-hmm. You said the C word.
No, I didn't. Fox bottle. Slit snot.
Slit snot.
Do you know what I call man spunk?
No.
Population paste. Man jam or baby batter.
I've heard of baby batter.
I like man jam. Anyway, we took 15-year-old.
What? You're going off. What?
Why is it going off? Come back. Hello. There you go.
Hello, 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 hello! Hello,
hey,
hello.
Are you here? I'm here.
I'm here? Mm-hmm. I'm here, sir.
I'm here. I'm queer. I'll get used to it.
Yeah. We're here. We're queer. Get used to it.
Right, well, should we go back to the question then?
Let's go back to the question. Because I was doing my 15-year-old voice, and I don't know why we digressed onto something completely different, but we did.
We just did.
Okay, so I'm not going to do the voice now. It's just that, you know, when you start reading someone else's writing, how they've written it, you adopt that voice. Or maybe it's just me.
I think it's
okay.
Right, go for it.
Okay, it's really embarrassing, but me and my boyfriend, who I've been with for a year, want to try anal sex. I really want to try it, but I'm scared. I've had his head up there before, and that did hurt a bit.
His head?
Yeah.
His head? Why is she worried about a penis if she's had his head up there?
Come on, don't be naive, Daisy.
How did she get his... Was that with ears or without ears? How did she get
I think the forceps were needed for that one.
Hello, darling, where are you? I'm up for your pussy. Come out! Gordon, I can't hear you. I've got the ears in as well.
He'd be like, I've
got anything to worry about at all.
Okay, alright, I'll rephrase that. I've had his penis head up there before, and that did hurt a bit, and all we used was his cum as lube. But I'm not worried about the pain. It's just that I'm scared that poo or something will still be up there, and would I need the loo after? I'm so scared. My boyfriend is 19 and we really love each other ever since forever, and I want this as much as he does. Please help. She's worried about there being shit on his cock, and will she need to go to the toilet after?
What's a bit of shit between lovers, eh?
I'd make him lick it off.
Yeah, why not?
Well, obviously, if he could suck his own cock, then yeah.
Yeah.
Make her lick it off.
Practice on him first, that's a better way, and see if he poos, and then they can kind of work out what to do on him. That's what I think. You have a go first, mate. And then, I think she should just get over it, really. Just go for it.
Just do it.
As I say.
Just fucking do it.
Just do it.
Just dive in.
Just go for a poo first.
Enema. She wouldn't know what an enema is, though, would she?
I don't believe in enemas, you know. I don't do them.
Do you not? Why?
No, I just don't. When I do an anal scene, I just try not to eat the night before. And if you're healthy and you're regular, then you just go in the morning. And if you are going to do an enema, you'd have to do it at least 2 hours before. Otherwise, you're just going to get bum gravy everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's horrible.
Isn't it?
I think that's even worse than poo.
Yeah, and if you're really struggling, and you're, this sounds really disgusting, but if you're really struggling and you can't poo, then just, if it's firm enough and not a runny poo, then just take it out with your fingers, with some lube. Just take it out, wash your hands after.
Do you know what? I've never heard anyone say that before.
No, I know. I think I'm the only one that does it. That's my secret. Don't tell anyone.
Only everyone else who's listening.
Well, if you're going to do it, I mean, it's better than pooing on set, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's like when I had my son, the only thing that I was worried about wasn't the pain of giving birth, it was actually pooing myself.
Pooing, yeah. Because it's really mortifying, isn't it? Your baby's come, it's black. It's brown. It's like a pool. What are you going to call it? I'm going to call my baby excrement. Or scat for short.
Fucking hell.
The conversation got to poo. That's that 15-year-old. It's always kids, isn't it? Kids. They always bring up poo.
Fucking teenagers and the freaking fart jokes and everything.
Poo jokes. Have we got any poo jokes? I used to have a poo joke, but I can't remember.
No, I haven't.
Isn't there one like, why did the poo cross the road? Because the chicken shat itself. That could be a little joke, couldn't it?
It could be. If it was naff joke night, yeah.
Knock knock, who's there? Poo. Poo who? No, doesn't work.
That's like, poo hoo, what are you crying for? Because the joke was crap. That's
what do you think?
What?
Maybe someone could write in with some poo jokes.
Yeah, if you've got any poo jokes, you can get me on Facebook or get Daisy on Facebook and bombard her with bombard.
You go on my Twitter anyway.
Yeah.
Facebook don't like porn stars.
It doesn't. It keeps deleting them.
I know.
Nasty evil Facebook. I hate Facebook. It's changed my profile today to the new one, and I hate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hate it, because you can't separate. Like, before, I had the friends post separated from my posts. And now you can't even have a separate box for, like, links and stuff that you've put up.
So
people have to search. Anyway, whatever. Facebook. Poo! Facebook. That's a joke. That's a poo joke, Facebook. There you go. What do you want to talk about? Is there anything in particular that you want to talk about?
Well, now you've put me on the spot. Why don't we have another question? It might bring up some conversation.
What, another question?
We've
got Donna from Texas. Don, I'm not doing the accent. You can do it if you want.
I don't know how Texans sound. Yeehaw!
They sound like y'all, don't they?
Y'all.
I'm not even
I love cowboys. I've got a fetish for cowboys.
Have you?
Really bad one. I actually wanked off to Brokeback Mountain.
Do you know what? I've never seen that film. And
not for the people in Texas. They'll get really pissed off because it was a bit offensive to them, because Texan men are really not gay. or they claim not to be, the general public of Texas. They're men, you know, they're cowboys, they're merchants, manly men. So they didn't really like it, and I can kind of understand that in a way. But then again, gay boys look great in cowboy outfits, don't they?
Yes, they do. And gay boys look so much better in cowboy hats and cowboy outfits than straight guys do.
Yeah, they do. And that's I kind of like straight guys in them as well. I have to go to Texas one day and just ride around on a horse with a load of cowboys. That's my dream. That's on my 101 things to do before I die list.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
You don't really need to go to Texas to get a cowboy, love. Everybody's a cowboy.
Oh, I still think they'd be better over there, though. They'll be real cowboys.
There's cowboys in them there hills.
Let's read this question.
Oh, man.
What does it say? Is it about a cowboy?
Don't know. It's about wanking.
Oh, okay.
He might be a cowboy. So you can imagine him as... He's a cowboy, right, okay? She's from Texas. Donna from Texas. She's married to a cowboy.
Oh, lucky bitch.
Yeah. She recently walked in on her cowboy while he was masturbating. I didn't actually see his hideous thing. She calls it a hideous thing. But he was watching a filthy movie on his computer as I walked in. He casually asked me if I would like to help him finish. But I was so embarrassed, I mumbled something about wishing I wasn't having my period and rushed out of the room in tears. I know some sick men masturbate, but I'm shocked that my husband of 10 years does it and wondered why it took this long for me to stumble upon his perversion. Did I react in the right way, or should I just leave him?
Oh my God. All wankers are perverts.
Yeah.
Well, that means I'm a pervert. You're probably a pervert.
I'm a fucking filthy pervert.
The whole human race is perverted. What are you talking about, woman?
What are you talking about, Willis?
All men have to have a wank.
I know.
How are they going to empty the sack?
Well, it sounds like he's obviously not getting it off her, so it's only ways.
Even if you're a guy that's like, like getting sex all the time, you're still going to have a shifty every now and then, aren't you?
Of course you are.
Because you can't be there all day, can you? Under the desk, if he's got a desk job, or out on the ranch.
Out on the ranch with all the bullocks.
You can go behind a bush and have a quick wank. Of course, you know. Silly girl.
It's like, did I do the right thing or should I just leave him? It's like, what? You're leaving him for wanking?
Yeah. I love wankers.
I do.
Yeah, they like... You know, I need them for my living. If there weren't men that wanked out there, I'd be stuffed. Absolutely stuffed.
Stuffed. Oh, I love a good stuffing.
Oh, me too.
Mm.
When was the last time you had sex?
Oh, a few weeks ago, actually.
Seriously? Yeah. I'd be dying by now.
Do you know what? Do you know why? Because I know this sounds really, like, boring, but I... remain like celibate until I meet someone that I really want to, you know what I mean? You know, something bad. I used to be like fucking everything, but then I got sensible.
Oh, that's really lovely.
Mm.
Oh, you soppy tart.
I am a soppy tart.
I have to have sex at least twice a day.
With males, or do you count? See, the thing is that I love fucking girls.
Yeah, I do as well, but I'm fussy about girls, and they have to be absolutely stunning uber supermodels, or I'm just not interested.
Yeah, but I love having sex with girls, but you can't beat a good fucking cock.
No way, I'm a cock monster, I love cock. Cock's the best.
Cock monster, I'm using that. That's a good
You can't,
word.
It's mine.
Oh, okay. I'll give you dirty little monkey spankers if you give me that one.
Yeah, you can have. Oh, no, but I like my cock. We'll share.
Oh, okay. We'll share. I like to share.
I love cock, and I just broke up with my boyfriend as well, so I'm newly single.
Oh.
Shocked horror, for 5 years.
Do you know what? I was just going to say about sharing cock. I love sharing cock with a guy, though. Because nothing... It just gets me off. You know, like, watching two guys together gets me off. My ex, That's
why I like Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
And people don't get it. When I say to people, I love gay porn, they automatically, guys, jump on the thing and say, oh, yeah, I love watching two lesbians. I'm like, no, guys, I love watching guys together. And they're just so like, ooh, but I love it. I love going out around Manchester in the gay village. Woo!
Well, you're so cool. But that's to explain to the guys, the only way to explain to guys so that they can understand that is that men that like to see two girls together, it's the same kind of feeling,
yeah.
That, isn't it, that we're seeing two guys. It's not about the gay thing. I don't like to see... I'm not really into the camp thing.
Yeah.
It's just
the fact that you're seeing two fit guys who you really want to fuck. And you're seeing them together. The same as what you're saying is the same thing as like guys watching two really fit girls who they're never going to get to fuck, quite frankly. And they're like, ugh, so near, but yet so out of my reach. And it,
yeah, and
you know what I mean?
It's a bit wrong as well.
Not really. Nothing's wrong in my head. Seriously, in my head, nothing is wrong. Nothing is taboo. In my head. I'm just having a little... I'm having a little... reminiscing there.
I love two guys. I love DP. I love DAP. DV is my favourite. Double vaginal.
Yes! Yes.
Absolutely love it.
It's
really hard to find two guys to do that.
Yeah, because a lot of guys think, oh my God, my dick's touching his dick. That's gay. No.
Yeah,
no.
When I tell you something, when I'm in a scene with two guys and I have to do boy, boy, girl, and I'm giving them a double blowjob, do you know what I do?
What?
I get their dicks real close and then they rub the ends together and they go, gay, gay, gay! It always makes for a laugh on set. Because the gay boys, the porn boys are used to it, you know, they're like... I call them what I call proper men, is that nothing in sex phases them.
Yeah.
That's a real man. The Germans are very much like that as well. They don't give a shit.
Exactly.
They'll just have any kind of sex that they want and they'll be man about it. And if a cock touches a cock accidentally, then they'll be, ooh, that's gay. It's only gay when a man fucks you up the arse.
Yeah, it's not gay at all. And it's like, well, just think back to the ancient times when the Greeks, the Greek men only fucked each other. The women were just there to bear their children, you know?
Yeah.
That's it.
Their breasts.
And it's like years ago, there was no age of consent.
No, there wasn't.
People were fucking 12-year-olds and everything. Blah, 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 blah. But anyway...
But there wasn't so much rape, was there?
No, because there wasn't any laws about sex and everything. And anybody under the age of, say, 12, no. That's just wrong, totally. But anybody who's aware... Because I was sexually aware when I was 5. You know what I mean?
I was really young as well. I was sexually aware that young as well.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what you mean. The amount of times I got told off for wanking in the back of my dad's car was unbelievable.
My mum used to call me a dirty little git and make me sleep with my hands on the pillow.
Oh, bless. But she wasn't watching you all night, was she?
No. Dirty little wanker I was. Dirty little wanker. But
terrible.
So anyway.
Terrible Muriel.
You're terrible Muriel. Anyway. Oh my God, it's like all those states that where you're not even allowed to give a blowjob.
Oh yeah. It's and you're not allowed to what was the ridiculous one I heard the other day? Oh gosh, what was it? You're only allowed to have sex in the missionary position.
No. Who does that?
There is a law.
Where?
I don't know. Let's Google it. Love Google. It's brilliant. It's a minefield of information. Not that it's all right, but some of it might be, eh? Right. Let's have a look and see what... So we'll have to put sex laws in America.
Yeah.
Sex laws in the US. Bink! Oh, there you go. My button's coming. Bink!
Apparently... In Louisiana, there's a law that says you're only allowed to have anal sex with a member of your family, and that's it. No other sex. Just
no.
You've got to have it with a member of your family. It's got to be anal.
Well, listen to this one. In Bakersfield, California, anyone having intercourse with Satan must use a condom.
Shut up. You fucking made that up. What?
I did not. It's in what? Here. It's on Google. It's real.
What's
Google is real. Right, here's another one.
That's like Wikipedia. Wikipedia is real as well.
Yeah, of course.
Not lies. Not lies.
Wikipedia. I've got Wikipedia. I'm on Wikipedia, but it's all wrong. Well, some of it's wrong.
I know, it's total shit. Because people write it. Like, anybody writes it. They change shit and everything. You know?
But yeah, exactly. Right, listen to this one.
Go on.
In Minnesota, it is illegal for any man to have sexual intercourse with a live fish. And then in in brackets, this is apparently it's okay for women. They've got a thing about fish. What about this one then? In Oblong, Illinois, it is punishable by law to make love whilst hunting or fishing on your wedding day.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Do you know what you've got to do? Right, listen. You've got to bookmark that page.
Yeah.
Bookmark
that
page.
And then we use it.
And then we're going to use it.
I think we should, because I think it's brilliant. But before we go, I want to say this one.
Go on.
Okay. In ordinance in Newcastle, Wyoming, specifically bans couples from having sex while standing inside a store's walk-in meat freezer. Darling.
Pork sword, anyone? Yeah. What?
Dear, what should we do? I've got a great idea. Let's go into the freezer and we can have sex in there. Oh no, we can't. Why is that? Because it's against the law. That's terrible.
But my nipples are so hard in here.
I like your nipples when they're hard, ma'am.
Oh, hard and frozen. Get you a pork sword out for me.
It's coming to you loud and proud.
Oh, enter me from behind, I'll lean on the shelf.
Oh my, some of these are ridiculous. Some of them are absolutely ridiculous. It's Electric Law Library.
Oh, jeez.
Outrage.
That's fucking funny.
We have to talk about this further. We must talk about this further.
We have to investigate it further.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Oh, here's a good one. In Bozeman, Montana, has a law that bans all sexual activity between members of the opposite sex in the front yard of a home after sundown if they're nude.
Oh, so you can just lift the skirt up and chug her against the gate?
Yeah. Well, the sun's gone down, it's dark.
Yeah.
But that means that the same sex... It emphasises opposite sex. So if you're the same sex, you can have sex in the front yard of your home after sundown, if you're nude, but not with the same sex.
Not with opposite sex.
So you gay boys, best go to
Amherst
in Iowa.
Get some bumming done in the garden, front garden.
No, sorry, and that was in Bozeman, Montana. So gay boys, head there for sundown. You can have sex on the porch.
You can.
Excellent. I'm loving this. The Electric Law Library. We must investigate this further another time.
We're going to. Well, we've come to the end. We've come to the end. Give me some more words for come. Go on. Give me some more words.
Oh, okay. Did I say slit snot?
Yeah. Well, all right, okay. We've slit snotted to the end.
Fanny foddered.
What?
Fanny fodder.
Fanny foddered. We fanny foddered. That sounds like... Right, okay. Because fanny is arse, that sounds like you're saying fart.
Muff Marmite.
Muff Marmite. Give us the name of your website and where people can get hold of you.
Please come and see me and write to me and tweet me and Google me or what have you. My website's www.daisyrockuk.com. And you can see me on Twitter at DaisyRockUK and become an official DDF just by asking me if you can become a DDF, and then I will follow you back.
Well, I want to be a DTF. I'm going to tweet your Twitter now.
Yeah, I want to start a site called Twitter.
I bet somebody's already got it. Search it now, twitter.com.
Right, I'm on the Google. Right, I'm going back.
Search twitter.com. Just put into your browser twitter.com and I bet somebody's already either got it or they've parked it in some domain company
somewhere. Twitter.com. Twitter.com, the anti-social networking site.
What did you say? How many members are there? Do you know how many members are?
Oh no, it's Spanish or... Oh, I can't work out what language that is. Oh, unless it's just worldwide. And oh no, it's worldwide. Yeah, it's an anti-social networking site called Twitter. And it's got the devil's horns on it and it's red.
Fantastic.
Brilliant idea.
Fantastic. Is it like a proper Twitter though?
It looks like it's more like a Facebook. A kind of a Facebook slash Twitter.
I'm going to join it.
Yeah, let's join it and then we'll discuss it the next time we meet. Mm-hmm. And the sort of people that we can twat with. There's a forum as well, so you can have live Twitter discussions. But a lot of them are in foreign. I'll say foreign as a whole.
Really?
It looks a bit shit, actually. A lot of them are talking about drugs, like dopamine and omeprazole and... Oh, it's a buying drug site. Oh, it's a trick. The buggers. Yeah, it's obviously not monitored well enough because lots of people are selling illegal wares on it. Yeah. Oh, well, that's interesting.
Cheeky bastards, though.
Aren't they just?
That site, if that wasn't... That would be worth loads, that site.
Do you think so? But twitter.co.uk, no one's got that one.
What about .net?
Oh, .net.
.net's the new.com.
Allegedly.
No,
twitter.net.
Hey!
That's interesting. Oh no, twitter.net, what's that?
No, you bitch.
No, I just found it. Someone's just got the domain. Guess what domain I've got?
What have you got?
I've got horny.com.
Have you? Fucking hell! I bet that's
no, if anyone wants to buy it off me, please call in. And the horny.co.uk as well.
Brilliant.
They're good, aren't they?
I used to have cumsluts.co.uk. I used to have that one. But
good.
Then I didn't renew it.
that's a shame.
My ex, you might know him actually, I don't know. He knows
really?
Quite a lot of people. He's a singer. He sings for a band called Blah Blah Blah.
Well, they're quite famous, aren't they?
Yeah, but anyway, I met him, about 4 years ago, and I didn't know who he was, and he'd been pestering me for ages to go and meet him. So anyway, I agreed to meet him, because he was doing a concert up in Leeds, la 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 la, and that was like 4.5 years ago. And we used to make our own porn, and we used to fuck his groupies, and you know why I love your site so much, because it reminds me of what we do, or what we used to do.
Just Amy and Watkins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember him. I think I might have met him once, just at a party or something.
Yeah. You probably have, because... Oh, bugger. We're out of time. Me and Daisy are going to carry on talking, but you naughty jackalopes can do anything you like, as long as you make it dirty.